Okay, so we'll start the Masechta now for the third time. The first time we started in order to be able to give an overview of the Masechta as a whole, and in that context, the world of Malacha, we saw the concept of the Lamed Tet, we saw the concept of Mishkan, concept of Chashuv. Then we started a second time to see how Hotzah fits into that broad area of Malacha. And we spoke, in other words, we tried to flesh out the phrase that Rabbeinu Tam used, the concept of Malacha Grua. We saw different interpretations. Is it an issue of the Pu'ula, an issue of the Tachlis, the understanding of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, the understanding of the Ozeruah and Rabbeinu Tam. We spoke about the Nafkaminas, and we spoke about the bottom line. After we have the entire support system, after we have the entire support system, then does Hotzah fit back into the world, into the classic world of Malachos, or is it still going to be a step Malacha, still going to be an exception? And we spoke about a number of the Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina that we didn't mention, I'll just as an aside, as people are walking in, just mention that there is a very beautiful sefer called Beis Yitzchak from Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, which he has Shelos Tshuvos. So one of his Shelos Tshuvos in Orach Chaim, I think it's Lamed Dalet, is does the Ptur of Mekalkel apply to Hotza'ah? Let's say that the result of a Hotza'ah is that the object that you're being motzi is destroyed. That as long as the object was where it was fine and good, and by your being motzi it, you're destroying the object, either physically or halachically. You are bringing it to a level that now it's going to be worthless. So in other malachos we have a ptur of makalkel, and that this would go down to an iser drabanan. Would we have a ptur of makalkel in the world of Hotza'ah? What? And he has a whole chakira back and forth. There's a Gemara Daf Tzadi Aleph, which appears that we have such a situation where someone has truma, which is currently edible, but by being motzi it, he's being metame the truma, and then it's going to have to go to the situation of Srefa, and the Rambam and the Gemara Paskin Chayav. Why Chayav? Sof kol sof, isn't this makalkel? What's his question? Why would we think perhaps that makalkel would not apply to Hotza'ah? Why is makalkel potter? Because generally, all malachos of Shabbos are malachos of tikkun. There's a tachlis. There's a goal. There is a result. The bishul is metaken. The ktsira is metakenet, etc. However, over here we pointed out that according to the Ozeruah, Hotza'ah doesn't apply. There's no tachlis. There's no result. Mikara cheftza. So when you have a chefetz changing, so you say if it changes for the better, that's malacha. If it changes for the worse, that's kilkul, that's not malacha. But maybe if the chefetz never changes within the malacha, maybe kilkul is an irrelevant factor. Okay, just as another nafkamina within the list that we mentioned, we spoke about Maaseh Shabbat, we spoke about moving, making the transfer from Shabbos to Yontif, all of those are nafkaminas to malacha geruah. Now we're going to start the Masechta a third time. Yes? Nachon, in that context, it's a chumrah rather than a kula. Nachon. That generally makalka would be potter, and here in Hotza'ah, perhaps makalka would be chayev because it's a malacha grua. Namely, grua doesn't necessarily mean that we have over here less of a malacha. It means that it's unique. It's a unique malacha. It has its own ground rules. It doesn't follow the classic framework, the classic a structure of malachos. The concept of what the Ramban calls chidushu would probably fit better rather than the word malacha grua in this context. Okay, but now let's start the Masechta a third time and see how the Gemara learns the Mishnah. Okay, Yitzios Hashabbos Shtayim Shehena Arba Bifnim V'Shtayim Shehem Arba Bachutz. Comes along the Gemara and points out that this Mishnah is an expansion on a Mishnah that we have in Masechta Shvuos. Tanan Hasan. Shvuah Shtayim Shehena Arba, Yidios Hatuma Shtayim Shehena Arba, Maros Negoim Shtayim Shehena Arba, Yitzios Shabbos Shtayim Shehena Arba. Period. That's the Mishnah in Shavuos. We don't have the Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim or Shtayim Shem Arba Bachutz. Maishna Hacha, the Tani Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim or Shtayim Shem Arba Bachutz. Maishna Hasam, the Tani Shtayim Shem Arba Batu Lo. So the Gemara answers, Hacha, the Iker Shabbosu, we've entered Masechta Shabbos, Tani Avos v'Tani Toldos. Hasam, the Lav Iker Shabbosu, Avos Tani, Toldos Lo Tani. Namely, that in the world of Masechta Shavuos, we're giving this overview of the world of Shtayim Shehen Arba. So we're dealing with the Avos, the Av of Hotzaah. The Av of Hotzaah is the Av of the world of Motzi, is what we call Hotzaah, taking something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. We have Shtayim, we have the Hotzaah of the Ani, who is pulling an object towards him in Rishus HaRabim. We have the Hotzaah of the Ashir, who is pushing the object away from him, from the Rishus HaRabim to the, from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Namely, we have the object going in the same direction. It could be being pulled, it could be being pushed. Those are the two Hotzaos, those are the Shtayim that the Mishnah in Shavuos talks about. Here, where we're talking in the world of Shabbos, not only do we deal with the Av, which is Hotzaah, but we're also dealing with the Tolda. Which Tolda are we talking about? Hachnasa. Namely, the other direction. Wrong way, Charlie. Right? We're not going from inside to outside. We're going, Warwick Charlie was the fellow who hit a home run, and then he ran around the bases in the wrong order, and he lost the game. So we're dealing with the wrong way, Charlie. We're dealing with a person who's not going from inside to outside, but rather he's going from outside to inside. Why is this called a tolda? So let's look for a minute on the sugya, on the tzadi Vav Amud Beis, where we have the makor of the din of Hachnasa. We pointed out, the Gemara asked on the first line, Hotzaah Gufa Hechaksiva, and we've pointed out that we have this Gzeres HaKosuv of Hotzaah as being a Malacha, HaMalacha HaYisa Dayam. We saw Rashi's Pshat, we saw the Pshat of Rabbeinu Hananel, two different Girsos. And then the Gemara, about 10 lines down, says, Eshkechan Hotzaah, Hachnasa Minolan. The Pasuk dealt with moving from the individual Ohel of the Jew in the Midbar to Machane Leviyah, to the Rishus HaRabim. What about the other direction? Svarahi, Mechdi, Mirishus Lirishusu, Mali Yafuke, Mali Iluye. That in all of the world of Torah, we have Ibayse Makra, Ibayse Masvara. So once we have a pasuk that going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim is a malacha, our svara tells us that the other direction would also be a malacha. It's the exact same type of a pu'ula. Mihu Hotzaah Av Hachnasa Tolda. So the Gemara asks, why make such a distinguish? Why do you say in such a manner? Mechdi Ahomachayev Ahomachayev the Bosta Raisa Amai Karile Hay Av. But my karilei hai tolda. So the Gemara points out that we have a nafgamina, or according to Rav Elazar, if we have no nafgamina, it's a question of categorization. That so the, we pointed out hachta havi b'mishkan chashiva karilei av hachta lo b'mishkan chashiva lo karilei av hachta lo ksiva kari tolda, and then the Gemara can use, namely that the Gemara points out over here that we have a pasuk for Hotzaah. We're learning out Hachnasa from Asvara. So since we have no pasuk, therefore we're going to call this a tolda. Tosfos over here asks, Hachnasa menovan svara huvi im tomar matzarech lahay svara kevan dahavas b'mishkan. We had a Gemara earlier on daf mem tesamid beis. Heim he'elu krashim la'agala, that the Leviim were standing in the Machane Leviyah, that's Rishus HaRabim, and they put the krashim into the wagon. The wagon was Rishus HaYachid, and so they're moving from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. That's Hachnasa. The habasamuch mashman amigabiz rika dim ha'isa b'mishkan ha'viyasi la'shapir. So why do we need a svara? Don't we have that it was in the Mishkan? Nami Mali. Again, we have our same issue, that since Hotzah is unique, so therefore that which would be the criteria of an Av, being in the Mishkan, doesn't apply necessarily to the world of Hotzah, so Hachnasa comes in through the back door. It comes in because we have a Svara, and it was in the Mishkan, and that only brings it up to the level of being a Tolda. Tosas mentions that also on the Memtesimud Beis, that even though Lechora we have all the factors that should turn Hachnasa into an Av, it's in the Mishkan, and it's a Svara. B'chol zot, Atem al Tachnisu, the bottom Tosvos on the Memtesimud Beis, Afilu Hachi, even though this was done in the Mishkan, Lo Havi Av, Kiprash Yisrael, that also says the same thing by us on Daf Beisim at Aleph, and also we'll see a little later on Daf Beisim at Beis. So we have then a concept that we have an Av of Hotza'a going from in to out. We have a Tolda of Hachnasa going from out to in. And that's what our Mishnah adds over the Mishnah in Shabbos, in Shavuos. That's what Gemara says. That since here we're talking about Ihacha Ikar Shabbosu, Tani Avos, V'Tani Toldos. Here we have the Shnayim Shem Arba Bifnim and Shnayim Shem Arba Bachutz. Hasam Delav Ikar Shabbosu, Avos Tani, Toldos Lo Tani. Avos Mainihu, Yitzios. Yitzios Trehavion. How do you get in the Mishnah in Shavuos to Shnayim Shem Arba? Where do we get to an Arba? There are only two Yitzios. There's the Yitzia of a Ashir and a Yitziah of an Ani. There's a push and there's a pull. But where do you get to beyond two? V'chi tema mehen l'chi v'mehem l'ptur. Oh, we have drabonons. We only do part of the malacha. And that's the arba in the Mishnah in Shavuos. Ha'dumya demaros negoim katani. Ma'hasam kulu l'chiyuva afacha nami kulu l'chiyuva. L'chor, the Mishnah in Shavuos is speaking about Shnayim Shem Arba, that all four are midoraisa. So we're dealing in the world of Shavua. What are the Shnayim Shem Arba? The Shnayim are Shavuos. In the world of Shavua, when we say about Shnayim Shem Arba, the Shnayim are Lahara Lahetiv, two Shavuos Lahaba, and the other, the Shem Arba, Ashachalti Vishalachalti. That's also Doraisa. And when we move to the world of Tuma, we have a Shnayim, we have the world of eating Kodesh, Bishogeg, either forgetting about the fact that this is Kodesh, or not realizing, and then we have the Arba, which moves over to the world of Mikdash. So we have again on a Daraisa level, in the world of Negoyim, we have different Maros Negoyim that are all considered to be Midaraisa. We have the Seis and the Beheres, and then we have the Sapachas. In other words, so where over here, how can we understand the Shnayim Shem Arba? Where do we have Arba on a Daraisa plane? Ela, Amar Rav Papa, Hacha deikar Shabbosu tani chiyuvei upeturei. The Shnayim Shehem Arba in our Mishnah is bringing in the drabanans. Hasam in Shavuos the laviikar Shabbosu chiyuvei tani peturei lo tani. The Shnayim Shehem Arba are speaking about the oraisas, the chiyuvei, in avos and toldos. Namely, the Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about, is speaking about Hotzaos and Hachnasos. The Mishnah in Shavuos is talking about all the Doraisas, the Hachnasos and the Hotzaos and the Hachnasos. That's a Shnayim Shem Arba. We have a Hotzah of the Ani and Hotzah of the Ashir. We have Hachnasa of the Ani and Hachnasa of the Ashir. That's the Elam Rapapa. Hachad Ikar Shabbosu, we move over into the Drabanans. Hasam Delavikar Shabbosu Chiyuve Tani, and we're going to have four Chiyuvim, two Hotzos and two Hachnasos, Pture Lotani. Chiyuve Mainihu, Yitzios. Yitzios Tarte Havi. And again, we're back to our problem that the Mishnah says Yitzios Shtayim, and Yitzios are only two. So the Gemara answers, Shtayim de Hotzah, Vishnayim de Hachnasa. No, we're bringing in also Hachnasa. Vahay Yitzios Katani, Amaravashi. Tana Hachnasa Nami Hotzah Karile. That the term which is used for Hachnasa is the more generic term of Hotzah. How do you know that the generic term of that Hotzah is not just a one directional pu'ula, from inside to outside, but it's also a generic term that includes also the other direction, means it's not, from the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel. Hamotzi mirishus lirishus chayav. Milo askinan de mekama ayel mirishus harabim lirishus hayachid. Aren't we also talking about the case of hachnasa? V'kakari le hotza'a. V'tayim amai, kol akira schefetz mimekamo tana hotza'a karile. That hotza'a doesn't only mean from in to out, hotza'a means moving from rishus to rishus, going in both directions. Amar Ravina Masnisa Nami Deka, Dekatani Yitzios, Vekamafarish Achnasa La'alter, Shma Minah, that just like the word achila has two meanings. It means to eat, and it means to consume. It means to eat as opposed to drinking, and it means to eat including drinking. We have two dictionary meanings of the phrase achila. So the word hotzah has two meanings. It means to go from in to out, and it means to move from place to place. We have a more limited meaning, and we have a broader meaning. So we see that from the Mishnah in Adaf Ayin Gimel. We see that from our Mishnah, Shma Mina. So we'll just read one more line of the Gemara to get to the two. That's Rava Amar. No, you're barking up, you, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, you're all barking up the wrong tree. You're trying to fit a circle into a square. You're trying to explain how Shnayim Shehem Arba fits into the Mishnah in Shavuos, even though the Mishnah in Shavuos is speaking about Yitzios. And so you're saying, well, Yitzios also includes Achnasa. No. Yitzios doesn't mean Yitzios. Rishios Katani, Rishios Shabbashtayim. When it says Yitzios Shtayim, it means that there are two factors that allow for a malacha called Hotza'a. That Yitzios is dependent upon there being a Rishus Hayachid and a Rishus Harabim. That's all it means. Shehem Arba, within the Arba, we're speaking about the Hotza'a of the Ani and the Hotza'a of the Ashir, but we never get to the world of calling a Hachnasa a Yitzia. In other words, that the word Yitzio starts off with the raw material, starts off with the background of Hotzah rather than the Malachos themselves. Namely, according to Rava, Hachnasa is never called a Yitzia, and the Mishnah later on is talking about Hotzah, and Hotzah means Hotzah. Hotzah means a one-way street from inside to outside. Nothing more than that. According to Rava and according to Ravina, according to Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and Ravina, we have the phrase Hotza'a, Yitzios, including Hachnasa as well. Okay, that's what we have over here as the Machlokas. Tosas asks a very powerful question. Tosas Milo Askinan Dekama Ayel Mirushus Harabim Mirushus Hayachid Uwe Perakama Deshvuos Parach. In other words, how in the world did Rav Ashi say that we have this generic term called motzi, which means going in two directions from the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel? The Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel is talking about Hotzah. Hotzah is the Av. Why say that the Mishnah is talking about Hachnasa as well? Umeshani imken lisni hamotzi lirishus harabim. Why does the Mishnah use the phrase mirishus lirishus? Afilu mirishus harabim lirishus hayochid. In other words, that the fact that the Mishnah was stingy with words and said hamotzi mirishus lirishus implies that we have a two-way street rather than a one-way street. V'im tomar umayshna detani tolda dehotzah velotani shum tolda dishkol sha'ar avos. Just a minute. We're working with our Gemara and Daf Tzadiv Avim and Beis. According to our Gemara, Daf Tzadiv Avim and Beis, Hachnasa is a tolda. There's a svara, it's a tolda. I was in the Mishkan, it's a tolda. Where do we find toldos being brought in the Mishkan, Daf Ayin Gimel? That's a list of Lamites Avos Nezikin. Malachos Shabbos, Lamites Malachos of Shabbos. But Tirei Tzriva, the Bechol Shar toldos im Hayarotza L'shanos im Hayatzarach Aharech B'l'shono. Aval Hachnasa Dekru Yehotza'a that since we're able to fit it into the words without adding anything, so we're fitting it into the words. We're saying that the motzi of the Mishnah doesn't only mean the one-way street from inside to outside. It means the two-way street, inside to outside is the Av, outside to inside is the Tolda, but since we can use them all in the same phrase, there's not a problem. This is the Shita of Tosos. Shita of Tosos is that through and through, Havamina, Maskana, we have a framework in which Hotzah is the Av, Hachnasa is the Tolda, and we have two tiers. We have a tier of Hotzah as a one-way street, meaning only the Av, and then we have a tier of Hotzah as a two-way street, including the Av and the Tolda. We have a more generic term of Hotzah. That generic term is meant in the first Mishnah over here, Yitzios HaShabbos. That generic term is meant in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. It refers to the Av and the Tolda. What alternative is there in terms of learning our sugya? Tosos understands that our sugya from beginning to end is working, marching in to the same footsteps, to the same beat as the sugya and Daf Tzadi Vavam and Beis. What alternative is there, and who holds of that alternative? Yes, Yoni. That we had, that Hachnasa is, you used a very, very fine phrase, that Hachnasa is part of the Av. Namely, that we have one Av called Hotza'ah, and that one Av has one shame, right? In other words, and that one shame, that one Av, means a two-way street. Namely, in Achinami, there's no question that the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Vav views Hachnasa as the Tolda. There's no question that the Gemara over here on the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis views Hachnasa as a Tolda. It says black on white, Tani Avos v'Tani Toldos. But the moment that we have Ela Amar Rav Papa, the word Ela generally implies that we have over here a shift. And the shift could be not just a question of Parshanut of the Mishnah, but the shift could be a shift within the perspective. How do we view the world of Hachnasa? To view Hachnasa as part and parcel of the Av. That we simply to reinterpret our phrase. We thought that Yitzios meant only from inside to outside. No! Yitzios means moving, motzi mirishus lirishus. It's not that the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel includes Avos and Toldos. No, the Mishnah and Ayin Gimel is only talking about the Av, but the Av is a two-way street. The Av is a two-way street. In other words, that the Malacha of Shabbos is going from Rishus to Rishus. We have simply two scenarios. The same way that we have Ani and Ashir, we have two scenarios of inside to outside, outside to inside, but it's one Av. And that's what and when you read the Gemara, it fits in so beautifully where the Gemara then explains. Taimamai, kol akira schevetz mimakomo, Tana Hotzah Karile. Not just Tana Hotzah Karile linguistically, but Tana Hotzah Karile conceptually. That we have over here one malacha. We have one malacha, we have one Av, that implies a two-way street. That's the Ramban al Atar. Said it over very nicely, Yoni. Excuse me? Zorek is a Tolda, Moshit is a Tolda. We have Toldos, but not Hachnasa. What do we do? Just to within the Ramban himself, Nirali Dirav Papa Hodor Bemi Maida Amar Avos Hainu Yitzios Vesavar Hachnasas Nami Avos Hain Kidit Nanch Naim Shein Arba Shnaim Hainu Hotzav Hachnasa De Ani Shein Arba Hotzav Hachnasa De Barabayis Lomit Ne Shein Toldos Ela Shtei Shemos Hotzav Hachnasos Shein Arba Malachos Ba Ani U Barabayis Keparshinon Vekulan Avos Hain V'yesh ikar gadol b'torah la'arba k'mol l'shtayim. In other words, that this is simply the travayu malacha achas v'shem echad. Okay, what do we do with the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis? That says it's a toldoa. That's Rava. Namely, we have a machlokas amaroim over here on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We have machlokas between Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and Ravina on one hand, who say Tana Hotzah Karile, and then we have Rava saying no. Rava Amar, we're not talking. Yitzios doesn't mean Hotzah. Yitzios means Rishuyos. And therefore, all of this falls off. What is Achnas? Achnas is really a Tolda. Namely, that the Sugi on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis is according to Rava. And our sugya is according to Rav Ashi. Simply, we have over here a machlokes amoraim in terms of the nature of hotzah. The Ramban points out that what he was marviach with all of this, lefiza yatzati mikushias kol talmidim shemakshim hech amrinan hacha ubichlal motzi l'reshus shana lehachnasa hachnasa tolda he. How can you put a tolda into the Mishnah Dafayin Gimel? Hasam avos tani tolis lo tani. So according to the Ramban, there's no problem. There is no tolda. It's an av. According to the Baraya Tosfos, you get stuck on this point. We don't know exactly how to deal with it. The Tosfos Harosh tries to deal with it. Tosfos Harosh points out. V'yim tomar v'halo kolo avos hashnu yosham lo tana tol de'ima lama nishnes toldos hatzoa ima. So we saw the answer of the Riva. Well, you don't have to add any words. So if you don't add any words, why not put the tolda in? The Rabbi Notam says, Tirtam Notam lefi shotza malacha gruahi. Again, because it's malacha gruah, hava mina she'en la tolda. We would have thought, just like the, you know, we saw that there's no din of Maisa Shabbos, and there may be no din of Mekalkel, and it won't be transferred over to Yontif. So maybe also there's no concept of tolda. So kamash malam lefi chutzrach kol la'ima. To tell us that there is a concept of tolda. Why choose hachnasa over any other tolda? That's where you move over to the Riva, because we can add in hachnasa without adding in words, simply expanding the phrase hotza to a generic phrase that means avos and toldos. Okay, so this is what we have over here, a machlokes amoraim and a machlokes rishonim. A machlokes amoraim is hachnasa an av or a tolda, and a machlokes rishonim as to whether there is a machlokes amoraim, right? That according to us, there's no machlokes amoraim. Everyone holds that achnasa is a tolda. Well, according to the Ramban, this is a machlokes amoraim. So we have over here a double machlokes. But the question is, whenever you have a machlokes, we have to explain the sides. All we did was point out that to call achnasa a tolda, we certainly have a source, and that we're well aware that the world of hotzah is unique, and therefore we can say, even though it's a svara, it's a tolda. Even though it was done in the Mishkan, it's a tolda. Even though we may have a pasuk, it's a tolda, because hotzah is unique. On the other hand, we have a sugya that fits in very, very nicely to say that hotzah is an av. It would fit nicely into the Mishnah and Shavuos. It would fit nicely into the Mishnah and Dafayin Gimel. It fits very nicely into the Lashon of the Gemara over here. All of these are options, but what would be the machlokas? Where do we have over here? Why would Tosfos shy away from calling hachnasa an av, and why would the Ramban jump at the option of calling hachnasa an av? What? Maybe this may be totally in something which is deeper. Than what we're talking than just something which is arbitrary. What machlokas did we have between the Bali HaTosos on one hand and other Rishonim in terms of the source of the malacha of hotzah? What machlokas did we have in terms of the nature of hotzah after we have the support system? Yes, Pini.
In terms of once you had the extra psukim, hotzah became a full-fledged av again. So therefore, he wants to then put a full-fledged av, and he wants to put hachnasa back in as the av.
Right. In other words, Tosfos we saw points out that hotzah begins on the wrong foot. It begins with the fact that it's a malacha grua. We need psukim. We have to speak about ani and ashir. We may even have two psukim for ani and ashir. Everything is limping within the world of hotzah. So therefore, to say that hachnasa would be a tolda even though it is as similar as possible to the world of Achnasa, but Sof Kol Sof, even things that are very similar, Hotzah the Ani and Hotzah the Ashir, have to be viewed as separate categories. So Hu Hadin, in terms of Achnasa and Hotzah, would be viewed as separate categories. But the Ramban is saying, just a minute, we have rules of Malacha. Once we have the entire support system, once we have all of these psukim, once we have all of the that which is going to shore up Hotzah, Hotzah is a Malacha. And had we had a similar scenario by another Malacha, something similar to Hotzah and Hachnasa, where you have the exact same Pu'ula, just a technical question as to whether we're going from inside to outside or outside to inside, but we're crossing the Rubicon, we're crossing from Rishus to Rishus. In any other Malacha, that would call an Av. We wouldn't call that a Tolda. So here also, Svarahi, Mali Iluye, Mali Afuke, that's a Svara. Such a Svara doesn't make a Tolda. Such a Svara makes an Av. A Tolda is something where you have a different act that will have the same purpose. But over here, by Hotzah and Hachnasa, we have the exact same act. It's not a question of a different act. And the Mishnah says Hamotzi Mirishus Lirishus, that implies a two-way street. And we have the Elo Amarav Papa Vechule, namely everything. And we have the Gemara saying black and white that Tana Kol Akiro Schefetz Mimakomo Tana Hotzah Karile, namely why not? In other words, that simply in terms. If we view Hotza'a, bottom line, as a malacha, then it makes sense to say that Hachnasa is part and parcel of that Av Malacha. If we view Hotza'a, bottom line, as a malacha grua, that is exceptional in 90% of the situations, so we have another exception, that Hachnasa, which under other malach, in other circumstances would have been an Av, here it's going to be a Tolda. Even though it was in the Mishkan, even though it's a Svara, even though, B'chol Zot, in the world of Hotzah, everything is different. Everything is going to be marching to its own beat. So that, you know, simply in terms of the background, this makes sense. But the Ramban wanted to interpret the Machlokas on his own plane. Okay, so the fact that we have a Machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos as to whether Hachnasa is an Av or a Tolda, that's Lashitasa. But within the Ramban, we have a machlokus between Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and Ravina, and Rava. Within the Ramban, we have a machlokus amoraim, we have a machlokus asugios, whether it's an av or a tolda. How does the Ramban himself explain this machlokus? Within the Ramban. In other words, we're 100% correct to say, lishi tatam, it makes sense that the Ramban will have an option that Hotzah will be an av, well, according to Tosfos, we would say that Hotzah is going to be, that Hachnasa is going to be a Tolda. That makes sense. But within the Ramban, that Hotzah is an Av, why should Hachnasa not be an Av? After all, there's a Svara. And after all, it was in the Mishkan. So where do we have on what basis would we move Hachnasa from being an Av to being a Tolda within the Ramban? So the Ramban himself was bothered by this. What does he say? Mai ulma de hotza'a me hachnasa. Why is hotza'a the av and hachnasa the tolda according to Rava? According to Rav Papa, trevayu have ben mishkan, right? Lo chashiva chada tfei mechaverta. According to our Papa, everything is fine. Ain't tolda zokishar toldos. Right, this is not a tolda, but according to Rava, it is a tolda. According to the sugya in Sadivava Medbeis, it is a tolda. So how do we understand that within the Ramban? I Hotzah is a malacha. If Hotzah is a malacha, we should have the regular rules. And we have a Svara, and it was in the Mishkan, etc. No. Think back to something that we learned already. Is everything that was in the Mishkan automatically going to be an Av? Has to be Mishkan v'chashiva. What over here could be the difference between Hachnasa and Hotzah? Why would Hotzah, they were both in the Mishkan, right? They were both in the Mishkan, but one of them we're going to call an Av, and one is going to call a Tolda. Hint, Ketisha. Maybe even sharper, yes, Moshe?
When they were doing so to the Mishkan, they only brought things, they didn't take things.
Okay, we'll read it inside the Ramban. V'hachnasa nami lo chashiva kahotza'a mishum dehotza'a hayisa ikar hava'a lemachane levia. V'ein hachnasa tzorech mishkan kol kach. Yes? In other words, that you couldn't have built the Mishkan without Hotza'ah. We could have built the Mishkan without Hachnasa. In other words, in Achiname, we find both of them in the process, but one of them is a necessary condition, the other is not. What is, in other words, in terms of your own ears, this is what we saw when the Gemara asked, why don't we count Ketisha as one of the Lamed Tes Avos Malchus, removing the bran from the grain? Is after all, they did that in the Mishkan. They removed the klipa in order to get the proper dyes. They removed the, in other words, they made the menachos. They removed the klipa to have refined flour, but it wasn't necessary. Shekein ani ochel b'li. We could have done without it. We would have had a dye. Maybe it would have not have been the exact same hue. We would have been had the menachos. They wouldn't have been on the level of hidur. But in other words, so we can have something that was in the Mishkan, but not necessarily l'tzorech haMishkan. So hachnasa vayikolei ha'amei havi, that in order to be able to build the Mishkan, we had to bring things from the individual ohalim into the machane levia. That was necessary. Hach dehavi b'mishkan v'chashiva karilei av. However, we can have things that were in the Mishkan, but weren't that chashiv, and that would be a total. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That's the Gemara in the Tzadi Vav and Beis. Hachnasa in Achinami, there is a svara to bring it in as an av, but what? It's not chashiva. Depending on the girsa. In other words, we could say it was not in the Mishkan, but we know it was in the Mishkan. The Gemara of Memtes says it was in the Mishkan. Okay? So, it's Haviyah b'Mishkan, v'lo chashive, k'gon hachnasa, u'k'gon kotesh, kari le tolda. Okay, so this then, it's ata omer, hari hayu b'Mishkan melachos, v'lo chashive le latana, kari le toldas, k'gon kotesh. We pointed out that this, it's that there are different girsos over there in the Gemara, but if you have the girsa, haft avi b'Mishkan, v'chashiva, kama, kari le av, then this fits in very nicely. Okay? So we have over here a room for a machlokes, even within the shita of the Ramban, that hotza'ah is a full-fledged malacha in the maskana, and therefore there are many amoroim that hold that hachnasa is also a full-fledged malacha. It's part and parcel of hotza'ah, but there's room for amoroim to hold that it's Havi Mishkan v'lo chashiva. It's not on the same level. Once it's not on the same level, we'll go down to being a tolda. Yesterday, Yehuda was asking me, my nafkamina, whether it's an av or a tolda. Again, back to the Gemara. Why are we spending so much time in figuring out whether this is an av or a tolda? Isn't it all one and the same on the bottom line? Your chayev da'oraisa. So, firstly, there is importance in terms of categorization. But there may very well be a nafkamina. We have a unique shita of Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that a tolda can have a tolda, but that's a unique shita. What would we say from a gut feeling? An av can have a tolda, but a tolda would not necessarily generate a tolda. Namely, something similar to an av can still be a da'oraisa. But if you have already, you're down to the level of tolda, you find something similar to a tolda, okay, so that then would be a drabanan. That then would be a reason for a chazal to be gozer, not necessarily that we'd have a tolda to a tolda. We don't find in shas a tolda to a tolda. We find in shas avos and toldos, and then we move over to melachos drabanan, shvusim, v'chule. So as to whether something is an av or a tolda could be in terms of the next generation. An av can have a tolda, but a tolda may not be able to have a tolda. So as to whether hachnasa could have toladot, that could very well be a machlokas. That could very well be a nafgamina as to whether hachnasa is an av or a tolda. Secondly, we have a shita of Rav Yechiel mi Paris, which is quoted in Tosfos HaRosh, which I'm sorry, I didn't give you in the Maamar Mekomos because I remembered that it existed, but I couldn't find it. And I found it last night. Okay. So we have a shita of Rav Yechiel mi Paris. If you have a Tosfos HaRosh in front of you, it's at the very, very end of his Perush on the first Mishnah. The paragraph begins with the words, may have it in the back of your Gemara, or you have it separately. It says, V'harav Rav Yechiel mi Paris hiksha. In other words, if you recall, last year we learned a Tosfos that pointed out that we have two psukim as a source for Hotzah. One pasuk is the pasuk of Al Yetzei Ish Mimakomo, we read it Al Yotzei. And the second is the pasuk quoted in the Gemara in Daf Tzadivav Amid Beis in terms of Vayikorei Ha'am Mehavi. And the Tosa explained, why didn't you two psukim? One pasuk is a chiddush. Why didn't you two psukim? So what did Tosa say? Both psukim are talking about Hotza'ah, but one is talking about the Hotza'ah of an Ani, and the other is talking about Hotza'ah of the Balabayit. Al Yetzei Ish Mimakomo is the Hotzah of the Baal HaBayit. Vayikalei Amehavi, from the perspective of the Leviim, that's the Hotzah of the Ani. The Ani, the Leviim, the Aniim, and those who are standing in Rishus HaRabim, are taking the gifts from the people who are bringing them. That's the Hotzah of the Ani that they're making. They're taking it across from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. So Rav Yechiel mi Paris Hiksha Lo Lichtov El Achadkra. But to have a ida chotzah tolada the hachotzah, milo amrinan hachnasa tolda the hotzahu. In other words, why call hotzah of ani and of ashir? Why call them two? What does it mean to say we have two psukim? We know that the world of hotzah has toldo. So let's call the levim vayikalei ha'amehavi. That would be the av, and then we'd have a tolda. Kol shekein de lahavi hotzah tolda the hotzah. Rav Yechiel mi Paris says, no. Had the hotzah of an ani been a tolda, then if we would have a person who does these two actions,
what's the hotzah? Having trouble. What's the hotzah of an ani versus a tolda? One is a tolda.
Depends as to whether we're dealing with the person. We're talking from going from inside to outside. Are we dealing with the person carrying something from inside? He's standing inside and he's carrying it outside. That's the hotzah of the balabayit. Are we dealing with the person who is outside pulling the chefetz from inside to outside? He puts his hand in and he pulls it out. That's the hotzah of the ani. Says Rav Yechiel mi Paris. Let's say we had the same person. The same person, he knows it's Shabbos, he is not aware that there's a malacha of Hotzah. And he does two actions. He's playing tennis. So first, he walks outside of his house with a tennis ball in his hand. Okay, he's being motzi the tennis ball from inside to outside. That's the Hotzah of the Baal HaBayis. Then he hits that tennis ball, you know, out of the ring or whatever. So he puts his hand through the window, takes the tennis ball, and takes it outside. That's the hotzah of the ani. Right? He's taken out two tennis balls. One as a hotzah of Baal HaBayit, second as a hotzah of an ani. And then someone says, don't you know that there's a malacha of hotzah? Oh, I was not aware. How many chatos is zichayev? L'chora one. Says Rav Yechiel mi Paris, since we have two psukim, he's chayev two. Had one been a tolda of the other, then he would certainly be chayev one. When you have two avos, then you are chayev two. he was bothered. We only have 39 avos malachos. So I'm just reading his language again. Yeshlomar tili ki hechid lavi trivayu avos l'schayv aleim shtayim behalim achas. Afal gavd lo choshiv behotzoi la'av echad, mishum deshem hotzoa achasi. It's an anomaly, okay? But everything in Hotzah is an anomaly. All I'm pointing out is that according to Rav Hilmi Paris, if we would have this person who did a Hotzah and a Hachnasa, it would be the exact, if Hachnasa is a Tolda, you'd be Chayev 1. If Hachnasa is an Av, you'd be Chayev 2, even though it's Shem Echad, even though it's one Malacha. We don't pass like Rav Hilmi Paris. We mean the Rambam. But in other words, that different distinctions between Tolda and Av could be on the plane of can a tolda have a tolda, or only maybe an av has a tolda. It could be on a question on the plane also of how many chatos you're going to be chayev. Everyone agrees that when you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayev 1. What if you do an av and it's av? Right? When you do two different avos, kotzer and chorish, certainly you're chayev 2. What if we have over here hotzah de bal habayis and hotzah de ani? Says Rabbi Chilmi Reis, you're chayev 2. So hachnasa, if Hachnasa is an Av, according to Rabbi Chilmi Paris, Pashas should be Chayev 2. If it's a Tolda, clearly you're Chayev 1. So there are differences, you know, where it's not just a categorization, there are differences also, the halacha, as to whether something is categorized as an Av or a Tolda. Okay? The Rashba offers a pshara. He offers a pshara. Maybe, yes, I'm sorry, Yosef. Only here. Only here because of the pasuk. But the question is, maybe that once we have, maybe within the world of Hotzah. Within the world of Hotzah. The Rashba offers a pshara. We have up to now two possibilities. Either Hachnasa is an Av, or Hachnasa is a Tolda. What pshara can we make? I pointed out, Rav Chisin always points out when there are two options, always a third option. Maybe it's both. How can Hachnasa be both an Av and a Tolda? So says the Rashba, it makes sense to say that we have two, because we have Hachnasa and Daf Tzadiv Avam and Beis, where it says that because it's a Svara, so therefore it's a Tolda. And we have the Gemara in Daf Mem Tesamid Beis that says that Kach Asu B'Mishkan, classically what was done in the Mishkan, is an Av. So up to now we said, we can deal with that. We can deal with that. So, but the Rashi say, no, maybe Elu Ve'Elu. Maybe we have Achnasa, which is an Av, and we have Achnasa, which is a Tolda. And he even tells us which is which. We have Achnasa of the Ani, which is an Av. That was done in the Mishkan. The Leviim took the Krushim from the Machanet Leviyah, which was Rishus HaRabim, and put them on the Agala. That's Hachnasa. Take something from outside to inside. And where are you? You're outside. You're outside and you're putting something inside. So we have Hachnasa Da'ani, and the Svara is the Hachnasa Da'ashir. Mali Yiluye, Mali Yafuke. If the Ashir is Chayef for carrying a tennis ball out of the house, Lachora the Ashir is going to be Chayef for pulling a tennis ball into the house. So maybe we have Elu Ve'elu. Maybe we have Hachnasa as an Av, when we're talking about that which was done in the Mishkan, the Hachnasa of the Ani, and then that which is brought in from the world of Svara, that will be Hachnasa as a Tolda. That's the Gemara and daf Tadiv Av in the days. Can anyone explain to me, conceptually, in other words, we spoke about maybe why Hachnasa is less than Hotzah, that Hotzah is necessary and the Hachnasa may be icing on the cake. So this is the Av and this is the Tolda. But to distinguish between Hachnasa itself, whether it's done by the Bal HaBayis, that would be a Tolda of Hotzah. If it's done by the Ani, that's an Av of Hotzah. That's the Rashba says this, correct? You saw it in the Rashba. What would that mean? What could that mean? Where over here could we perhaps make a difference? This is where I sent you to Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yikom Damav, the last Rav of the Warsaw Ghetto, the last Rav of the Warsaw Ghetto was the Ish Kodesh. He was the last of the fine Talmidei Chachamim who were in the Warsaw Ghetto. So in his Totzos Chaim, he talks about this. Did anyone have a chance to look at it? If anyone looked at it, did they have a chance to understand it? What? In the Totzos Chaim. I don't know. There's a Sefer Totzos Chaim. It's found in the back of the Kovetz. It's its own Sefer as well. Okay. We have a Siman. A Siman Vav, Bedin Hachnasa Im Havayav. That's our Siman. And here in Seif. In Sif Hey, he asks, "Beguf hasvara, the hachnosas oni ha'omid b'chutz ha'vi'av, v'hachnosas ha'omid b'fnim eino rak tolda, tamu may nafgamina hechan omid v'nitra hutuva." Anyone want to try? Okay, we'll leave this. Think about it. Okay, so, yeah.
Just to clarify the question. So the question: how do we know that there are two different, one is an av, one is a tol, or is the difference is lamaisa, what is the nafgamina, if this is an av, this is...
Not nafgamina. Nafgamina, as we spoke about, whether, the question is why do we take the same act of hotza'ah and say that if it's done by the person standing outside, we would call that an av, and if it's done by the person standing inside, we call that a tolda. Then we've distinguished between hotza'ah and hachnasa. We've never distinguished between hachnasa and hachnasa. To distinguish between Hotsa and Hachnasa, that itself, in other words, we discuss why. Is it because Malcha Grua? Is it because this was needed? In other words, there are reasons. But within the world of Hachnasa, to speak about one as being an Avid, one as being a Tolda, that we haven't distinguished. Okay, so you can look over there in the Tosos Chaim, Siman Vav, Sif Hei, and then we'll talk about it.
Not in every Kovetz.
Okay, but it's also on the shelf in the back of the Beis Medrash. Say Sefer Totzos Chaim.
Hotza would be an av either way.
What?
Hotza is an av.
No, Hotza is an av. That's min. It's in the Mishnah. Hamotzi mirishus l'rishus. Bein la'ani, bein la'ashir. It's an av. It's certainly an av. Rav Yechiel mi Parizu says that it's one av and you're chayev two. That's simply mind blowing. But it's an av. It's an av. There's no question that it's an av. Okay. So far we have a machlokas. Then.
Svara, it would seem the other way. Because I think the first year that when the Baalbeis
picks up something in his house, it still his own thing. It hasn't done any, kinyan,
right? So that we had, there was
a svar
to say that when the
Baalbeis
picks up and puts it outside, maybe it wouldn't be an av.
Okay, but that's Hotzar. Now we're in the world of Hachnasa. Okay, so you're on the right track.
Okay.
Hotzar is certainly an av. And we pointed out that this av of Hotzar, we have when the Ani is being motzi, that's an av, and when the Ashir is being motzi, that's an av. That's clear. In terms of Hachnasa, any better? In terms of Hachnasa, here we have a Machlokes Rishon. We have Rashi. We have Tosfos. That they hold that Hachnasa is a Tolda. We have Hachnasa of a Tolda, which as an anomaly is called Hotzah, but it's a Tolda. Hamotzi mirishus l'rishus includes Hachnasa, but it's a Tolda of Hotzah. Mashain came according to the Ramban. This is a Machlokes Amoroi between Rav Papa. Make our way through the ones that don't work with COVID. Between Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and Ravina, they all hold that Hachnasa is an av, just like Hotza'a. Mash'ein kein, according to Rava, and this is the sugya Adaf Tzadivav of the days, there in Achinami, Rava holds that it's a tov. Okay, this is where we're holding up to this point. The Ramban himself feels that this is the correct position. Tosos, of course, holds that this is the correct position. And we have Machlokes Rishonim, is Hachnasa a Tolda, is Hachnasa an Av. Parenthetically, we saw that the Rashba says, maybe Elu ve'Elu. maybe the hachnasa of the ani is the av, and the hachnasa of the ashir is the tolda. Maybe, okay, it's a trial balloon thrown out by the Rashba, and the Tosfos Chaim wants to explain it. But there is also one more shita in the Rishonim, and that is whom? The Rambam. That may be the Rambam. There may be one more shita in the Rishonim, and that may be the Rambam. I say maybe because we have two nuschaos within the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Yudbeis. Perek Yudbeis Halacha Ches. I will read the Rambam according to Tekapach, according to Frankel, and according to what they consider to be the Kisveyad, and then I'll read the Rambam according to the Tfus. We have in Halacha Ches, according to the Kisveyad of the Rambam, Hotzaa mirishus lirishus Malacha me'avos malachosi. Okay? And then he continues in Halacha Yud, Hazorek mirishus lirishus, O hamoshit, hareze toldas motzi v'chayav. No? Again. Halacha ches, Hotza'a mirishus lirishus me'avos malachosi. Hazorek mirishus lirishus, O hamoshit, hareze toldas motzi. What about Hachnasa? In the Ksav Yad, Hachnasa is not mentioned. But what could you be medayik from the Rambam? Hotza'a mirishus lirishus, malacha miyavas malachosi, that this is the Rambam. Namely, that Hachnasa and Hotza'a that's the same thing. Hotza'a mirishus lirishus means Hachnasa. Hotza'a mirishus lirishus is a two-way street. Hotza'a mirishus lirishus, right? In other words, again, doesn't say Hotzaa mirishus hayochid mirishus harabim. He says Hotzaa mirishus lirishus. This is the language of the Mishnah and of Ayin Gimel. According to Ramban, this is what the Mishnah is telling us, that Hotzaa and Hachnasa are one av. It's one world. It's one av. As opposed to Zorik and Moshit, those are toldos. That's if we have the Rambam in the Ksav Yad, then the Rambam and the Ramban are one and the same. However, the way we have the Rambam, Hotza'a v'hachnasa mirishus lirishus melacha me'avos melachosi hazorek mirishus lirishus o hamoshit hareze toldas motzi v'chayav. This brings us back to a Rambam that I sent you to in Perek Zayin. The Rambam has three categories in Perek Zayin. He has avos, he has toldos, and what else does he have? This is the Rambam. Where the Rambam got this from? He got it from learning Gemara. But he said there are three categories. We have, in other words, and he gives all sorts of examples. He points out in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Kol Eilu Malachos V'Kol Shu Me'inyanam Hem Nikroim Avos Malachot Ketad Hu Inyanam Echad HaChoresh V'Echad HaChofer O Ha'oseh Chariz Hareze Av Malachot Shekol achas va'achas mehen chafira bekarik v'inyan echadi. V'chein hazorei hazuraim onotea ilanosu mavrich. Kol echad ozomer markiv. Kol echad av me'avos molochos inyan echad hein. V'chein hakotzer o habotzer o hagoder v'chulei kulan av molochos hein. Hatolda hi molocha hadome la'av me'elu avos. Ketzad, and he gives examples of toladot. Namely, according to the Rambam, we have 39 avos. Within the 39 avos, we have choresh, we have zoreya, we have kotzer. We have toldos of those malachos. But we also have me'ein avos that are equivalent, but deal with different objects, have somewhat of a different schnitt, a different direction. In other words, and then we have toldos that are a bit less similar. We have three categories. When the Rambam then says Hotza'a v'hachnasa me'avos malachosi, he is telling us that we have an av called Hotza'a and we have a me'ein av called Hachnasa. This is not the Rambam, right? The Rambam doesn't have two shemos. The Ramban doesn't have two shemos. He has one shem, hotzah. Hotzah means hotzah and hachnasa. According to the Rambam, maybe he is like the Ramban, if the girsa is hotzah mirishus lirishus, but if the girsa is hotzah v'hachnasa mirishus lirishus, then we have an av, like we have charisha and chafira, we have hotzah and hachnasa. What is the uniqueness of a me'ein av as opposed to an av? Did you reach the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos? Okay, so we'll stop over here. What I'd like you to see is the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, to see that there is a nafkamina. Again, the same way that according to we tried pointing to Yehuda is nafkamina av and a tolda, there's also a nafkamina between a me'ein av and an av. Between a me'ein av and an av. That the Rambam talks about within Hilchos Shkagos, in terms of someone who does a number of malachos on one Shabbos, someone who does them from Shabbos to Shabbos, that we just maybe as background, just to explain to you terminology, we know that in the world of shogeg, a person who is unaware that he's doing an avera, he has to bring a korban chatat. Classically, when a person does averos in a series, behalem echad, so it's like one big forgetfulness, and he's only going to bring one chatat for that behalem echad. There are two exceptions. One exception is isurim mechalkim. Let's say a person behalem echad unintentionally ate chelev, dam, nevela, treifa, and chametz on Pesach. Okay? Behelim Echad. This was all within one meal. Okay? In other words, he thought that he was in a kosher restaurant on Pesach, and there was a non-kosher restaurant that he was in, and they served him Nevela and Treifa and Chametz, and all in Helim Echad. So then, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, he will bring five different chataos for each of those aveiros, even though it was one Helim, but Isurim Machalkim. He was over a number of different isurim in that one halim. Namely, had he eaten chametz on Pesach, and chametz on Pesach, and chametz on Pesach, the halim echad, over a period of 3 or 4 days, he'd bring one. But the moment we have different isurim, isurim machalkim. Similarly, we paskin that gufim machalkim. That if, let's say, this person had four wives, and they were all nidos, and he came back from a trip, and he didn't bother to ask them what their status was, and he had beer with all of them in the helem echad, gufim mechalkim. He has to bring four different. How many wives did he have? Four. Four different chatos, right? Four different chatos. It's one avera, a bol nida, but we have different individuals. Hu hadin, if we have tamchuyim. They're also machalik. Let's say we're talking about chametz. We're talking about chametz on Pesach. If he ate the chametz on Pesach raw, mevushal, afui, metugan, also he would bring four different chatos. Namely, there occasionally you can have. The rule is generally helim echad. You have one chatos. If we have a number of isurim behelim echad, you bring for each isur. A number of gufim, you even though it's one isur, you bring a number of katos. Okay, that's simply background material for you to understand the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. Okay, so because Rambam is going to say hareze ke gufim machalkim, hareze ke isurim, etc. Just you should know what he's talking about in terms of the background. Okay, so we'll glean that the next time we'll start with the issue of we have three things left over. We have the Rashba, who wants to say Elu ve'Elu. You can have an Av and a Tolda of Hachnasa, depending as to Balabayas or Ashir. That's A. Okay? That's the Tosos Chayim. B, we have the Rambam of Me'ein Av. What would be a difference between them if the Rambam holds that Hachnasa is a Me'ein Av? What's in between a Me'ein Av and an Av within the Rambam? Those are two things. Those are two things left over, right? And that sends us to Rambam Hilchos Shkagos. From there, what I'd like to do now is continue in the Gemara. Okay, we got up to the two dots on Daf Beis, Amud Beis. I'm sorry, I didn't cover the Tosfos that deal with very other inyanim, not to do with Shabbos. If anyone has any questions, we have to talk them out, but in Shir, I'd like to keep going within the world of Shabbos. And so what I'd like you to see is the Gemara until the two dots on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And this Gemara also we're going to see is can be broken down into sections. I want to deal next time with the world of Pture de Asile de Chiyuv. And we're going to see that the Mishnah doesn't list all the permutations of Drabbanan. It only lists some of them. And the Gemara says it lists those Drabbanans that can lead to a Da'araisa. What exactly is that category? That's what we'll talk about next time. I'm well aware that the first Tosis on the Amud talks about Lifnei Iver. We will get to that. That's very, very important. Lifnei Iver nowadays, I got a question from someone yesterday that he has a website. A very fascinating person. He learned here in the Kollel a number of years ago. He has a website which 70% of the people who go into the website are Goyim. And it basically was made to make Goyim Ohev Yisrael, to sort of get on the bandwagon of the evangelicals, etc., and to send the Goyim every day a beautiful picture of Eretz Yisrael and tell them something nice about Eretz Yisrael. Very, very nice. He's trying to L'shem Shemayim to create Ahava. And so what he does and he sends it out every day, and for Shabbos he sends it out on Motzei Shabbos. In other words, Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, so it gets to them where they are in the world. But he sends it out before him. But now we have 3-day Yom Tovs coming one after another. And his question exactly, is he allowed to set up a system where he will deal with everything beforehand, it'll all be automated, it'll go out, but should he have to worry about the 30% of the Jews who enter into the site, that they may enter into the site to see a new picture, or to hear a new vort about Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah or Yom Tov, and should this be his concern? Is there an aspect of Lifnei Iver from his spirit? So we have to deal. Yes.
Same problem every Shabbos if it's somebody's somewhere where it's Shabbos.
What?
Right. It wouldn't be a problem if it's.
I'm sorry, it gets to them Motzei Shabbos. He worked it out, it gets to them Motzei Shabbos. In other words, they don't even realize that it gets to them a few hours later. Right? In other words, but he can't deal with it within 72 hours. And the question is, he advertises himself as 365. Every day of the year you're going to get a vort on Eretz Yisrael. And should he be Mevater? So I told him that I think that, it's a be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem if all these goyim knew that this Jew sending out these pictures, there's a calendar, a God-given calendar. There's a God-given land, there's a God-given calendar. But in any case, but in terms of the question of the Iver, so I tried to answer him, but that's based on this Tosis over here on the top in terms of at what point, would we have Lifnei Iver? If you were in charge of what they call in Israel, a kaspomat, what do they call in America?
ATMs,
right? Do you have to close it down on Shabbos, lest a Jew go ahead and use your ATM, right, on Shabbos? How much do you have to worry about what someone else is going to do based on sort of your creating a certain potential? So you're aware that this is an issue, okay? I'm also aware it's an issue, and we'll get to this Tosos. But first I want to deal with the Shabbos in Yonim, and then we'll deal with the Tosos in Yonim. So the Maran Makamos over here basically are dealing with the world of Drabanan on Shabbos, and I send you to a very, very seminal article by Rav Schechter in Eretz HaTzvi, is that the name of his? Eretz HaTzvi, one of his volumes, where he distinguishes between different types of Drabanans on Shabbos. The world of Shavuos, the world of Malacha Drabanan. It's very, very important, the distinctions that he makes over there, and it'll help us understand the sugya. Okay? Okay.